Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keetermore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. Yeah, let's see.
You could have warned me of that.
Warned you of what? I told you.
You said the tail end. This is going to be like, I didn't know what you were talking about.
That is the tail end of the intro. You could have said, I don't know what you're talking about, and I would have.
I never know what you're talking about. It's not anything.
You don't ever listen. That's the problem. No, he doesn't.
No, you talk too much. That's the problem.
Listen, you're being way too loud. If you wake up my babies, I'm not going to assist you when they're all loud and stay loud and are keeping you up.
I sleep in the truck.
Please do.
Down the street.
You know what? You can sleep in the truck. Why don't you turn your radio on in your truck?
I got to listen to CDs. Y'all, my radio went out. God, man.
And he's got to go back to CDs.
My radio is my Bluetooth, is my
backup camera.
Backup camera is my Pandora. It's everything. It's my little console, my little instrument cluster in my truck. Yeah, I was just riding home, just. Started, you know, you try to reset by just holding the power button down, thinking it's gone. And I took it out, and it's like, it's a wrap. So,
and you ain't had it that long. That's what sucks.
Like, three and a half, four years. And one of my boy had a truck. He had a truck just like mine, and he still had his radio and stuff because his was all custom. He was like, here, just put this in the meantime. So I called myself hooking it up. And it don't do nothing but CDs. CDs got to be brand new. They can't have no CDs. Like nicks on them or nothing. I said, you got any blank CDs so I can burn some of my iTunes stuff? So, I got to get me a new radio, y'all.
Bless his heart. Things like that be happening. It sucks. How you feeling about your health? You feeling all right?
I'm getting there. I'm noticing my boat a little bit more mobility than when I had like last week.
Yeah.
It gets better week by week. Not like a lot better. Uh-huh. It's like little small things. I forgot this weekend because I wasn't in pain. I was trying to rush to the bank and I jumped out of the truck and thought I was about to jog.
You didn't tell me.
Oh, man. Yeah, right before I went to the Delta thing, I jumped out of that truck and was about to took off into a jog and was like, my body said, mm-mm. I said, oh. It took me a couple of feet to slow down. I was about to fall straight over. I would have just been laying there, too.
Oh, that would have had everyone in tears because you are way too big to be hitting the rail.
I would have just laid there.
One of the
not ashamed.
At the track practice fail.
Oh, why didn't you tell me that?
Oh, I forgot. And I saw it clear as day. And he tried to pop up all quick. and then he looked up. He saw me looking at him. I said, you all right? He was yes.
Yeah, because ain't no young dads out there. I'm probably the youngest dad.
Oh, my goodness. It was Sophia's dad. Not big Sophia, little Sophia's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it was funny. And then his wife came up to me afterwards and said, I heard he fell. I wish I would have seen it. She said it was probably so funny. I said, yeah, he took a big L. I said, you did. I said, but hey, we're of that age. Stuff like that happens. All right. So we haven't done a tag in a while. We did the couple's tag like a long time ago.
Oh, one
ago.
Of them. I'm like, a tag? What are we doing?
What is a tag? We did a couple's tag a long time ago, If I can remember, I doubt if I will, but if I can remember, I'll add that couples tag in the annotations. This was prior to, is this going to cause an argument? However, you say it in that tag.
I know.
Yeah.
As soon as she sent me down, because I didn't know what it was doing. Like, she was like, oh, what's the husband tag? I said, is this going to cause an argument?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. So if I can remember to look it up, I will. But this is one that I found online. The website is called Root Report, and it is like the 30 most likely to tag questions. So this is most likely questions. So basically, I'm going to set up a scenario, and you're going to hit me with who's, we're both going to hit each other with who's most likely to do it between the two of us.
All right.
And be honest. And if we have to take it to a quick debate, we will. Statement number one, cry in public.
No, that's you.
I'd agree.
Because you would do it to your advantage. Like, you remember the flight?
You're right.
Situation like, yeah.
I would. And yeah, it doesn't say why the tears are there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would be most likely to cry in public. Forget birthdays.
Oh, that's me up and down.
Yes, it is.
I have friends that know I'm bad at birthdays, and they call me to remind me of other people's birthdays.
When's my birthday?
July 17th. July 3rd.
You better know. Do you remember the babies?
You don't remember the baby.
I don't remember the twins. March 10th. Ever. In the boy.
August 29th.
All right.
Actually, I used to be really bad at birthdays, and something clicked to where somebody would tell me my birthday, like, in my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't forget that person's birthday.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think it's a number thing.
Heck, I don't really remember my friends' birthdays. I remember roundabout where they are. So I just keep my eyes on Facebook.
I didn't start remembering my sister's birthday until I was in my 20s.
She's the 27th or 29th of July.
28th.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know.
That knew it was somewhere
28th,
in there.
28th, yeah.
A lot of July birthdays. Get drunk.
Right, actually, that's you. That's,
I've wanted a glass of wine
because you to the point that you actually drank to get a little tipsy.
Yeah, I drank.
I'm not there no more.
Yeah, that's only.
I'll just like sip just to enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely now. Yes,
the live wire. That's what you are.
Well, you were drinking since you were what, 14, so
no,
I have
no
to make up
14.
All those years that you were drinking. Yeah, that it's me. Be sleepy. That's mm-hmm. you.
That's me? In yeah. public?
No, it's just be sleepy. It was cry in public. Now it's be sleepy.
No, that's you.
That's you.
That is you.
No, if it said be asleep, that is me.
Oh, okay.
To be sleepy,
yeah.
It's always you.
Yeah, no, everybody can't function off 4 hours of sleep.
Well, then why don't you go to sleep? If you
all
were...
Right. No, this is not today.
I
go to bed now.
That's the thing. Anytime I need something done, it's, I need to get in bed early. But if I don't need nothing,
anytime.
Listen, if I don't need nothing, this man is up until 1 o'clock talking about, I need to go to bed, just doing random stuff. But if I don't need anything, from him, he's up. If I need something.
But when am I sleepy in public? Oh, it ain't got to do with public. Just be sleepy. Y'all.
Like, why you still got public? Because
that's what
on
we started
it.
Off with. I'm sleepy at work. I'm sleepy driving home. I'm sleepy once I get home. As soon as I lay my ignorant ass down, you're going to have to bleep it out. I don't care. I'm wide awake.
Yep.
It's annoying.
Yep. He's always sleepy. Always. But won't go to sleep. That's the difference between he and I. I don't get sleepy. I go to sleep.
Nah,
eyes shut.
When you be on them weekends, when you be laying down to take your nap and you tell, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted. That's, I don't know, well, y'all can't see us, but that's her hand. That thumb up and everything, ready to respond. Let that phone buzz and she's waking up talking about, I'm like, you ain't that tired. So when she goes to sleep, a lot of times I'll take a phone and out of the room.
I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, you're like a baby.
I know who number five is.
What?
What do you think it would be if it was you? What is it? What is it? What would you definitely more than likely be?
Mad at you.
Be impatient.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten to that point. I'm a little impatient.
You're a little impatient, but you're not fast. That's what's crazy.
What you talking about?
Like, you know, usually, well, if we look at it that way.
being impatient is like, I don't feel like waiting on folk. I don't, you know, I want things done when I want it done, but you're not the fastest person to do stuff either.
Yeah. I am. When I decide to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, when you decide, sometimes you'll say something but have not made the decision to go ahead and do it. All right,
but when people say they're about to do something and it don't get done, that's what annoys me.
Well, it annoys me.
What was it, 2 years ago, we was at Angel's sister's house, and they was about to go shopping or to the mall or something. This is like we were home for Christmas. These heifers stood around and grabbed, picked up persons and put them down and said, "Are you ready?" for like an hour.
This is the same man who says, "I'm getting ready to go to bed, but we'll be up for another hour and a half."
All right. What's that? Ain't nobody waiting on me to go to bed?
No, but I'm saying you're also not the quickest person is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right. That makes no sense.
It makes sense to me. Fall while walking.
Now, your knees be giving out.
It's not my knees. It's my ankles.
Oh, something gives
good,
out.
I got good knees.
All right. I didn't fail. I tripped over that lounge chair one day. But that was like just right in front of me. I didn't see that thing.
You didn't. You started the podcast off with the story of you thinking you could jump.
That's off an injury, yeah.
Off of injury. Who doesn't have an injury? This gal right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a faller.
I didn't fall.
I'm a
buckler.
Even
with all the pain I was in and all the crap that I ripped, I still didn't fall. I never touched the ground.
I'm a buckler, but typically I don't fall all the way.
You're wild, low center of gravity.
You jerk.
Trying to push over a brick. How you going to do that?
Push over a brick.
Yeah. Think about it.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So we'll go with you on that one.
I'm not. I don't fall.
Laugh at the wrong moment.
You always laughing, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably me. Definitely me. I'm the type that would laugh at a funeral. Only if something's funny, not when something's not funny. But it still might not be the appropriate time to laugh.
Okay.
I have laughed at some weddings, too, that have been oh so awful. Again, not a good time to laugh. Why you say, okay, like, move on? You can't talk about the topic.
Oh, my God.
Call on them. You need them.
Yeah.
Farting public.
You.
I don't know.
Really? You don't know? Oh, are you really going to go there right now?
Well, wait a minute. First of
no,
all,
no.
Calm down.
No, I'm not calming down on this because you can't even, that's not even up for debate.
Well, no, because you be booting in public and you be tearing it up, stinking.
Don't nobody know. I mean, you be on,
this
they could be in
say,
restaurants,
this didn't
on
say
airplanes.
Who, and then everybody knows it. It just says fart in public.
You. Flat out. I would be one to hold mine until I get to a bathroom or something. You'd be like, sorry, guys. No. That was me.
No, you just won't say anything. And I'll be like, Marcus, did you fart? And you'll be like, no. And I'll be like, Marcus, did you fart? And you'll be like, yeah.
Okay. I do that in the house. You do not care anywhere you go.
You do it in public, too.
You do it more in public. It's said most likely, right? That's you.
Mm. Be a flirt.
Yeah, that's me.
All day.
Especially if I think I can get something like free out of it. Don't let me go to a bar or something. Hey, honey, how you doing?
Never. Hey, honey.
Y'all know it's my birthday today, right? Everywhere. My birthday is every time we go out.
Then they check your ID. They're like,
yeah, that's wrong. Don't worry about that one. That's the fake one.
They don't even pay attention to the
don't nobody
the
check my ID. Look at me.
Yeah, that's what they say. They checking the age. Let me get you.
I know it's hot in here. We got to hurry up.
Okay. Spend all their money on something stupid. We both have that tendency, but I don't know if we consider what we buy stupid.
Right.
We might consider what the other person bought stupid. Right.
According to her, I buy stupid crap all the time and vice versa.
Because he stays shipping, getting stuff shipped from Amazon. I'm like, what is that? And what is that? But I guess
it's
the time.
Some boxes come in too. I'm just like, really?
It's all for the kids.
Some of my stuff.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. They ain't allowed to touch none of it. Get a stalker.
You the one with the YouTube channel.
No, I think you would. You the one who has people leaving notes on your cars.
When did that happen? That's been really.
It happened. You had a woman following you around the airport. Granted, you were giving her directions. But she just couldn't take her eyes off.
That makes no sense.
How does it make no sense? Somebody did leave a note on your car, Marcus.
Okay. It was one time.
You're the more likely.
One time.
A stalker is what I'm saying. That's what I think.
Andrea, ex-boyfriends be stalking her.
No, I don't.
Yeah, yeah. He would just kind of check on me.
Ain't none of my exes going back called me.
Then I tell sisters a story. They'd be like, yeah, Angel.
None of my exes have called me.
All right, go ahead.
He just made up a story just now for y'all.
No, it was one of your friends that liked you and you was in denial that they liked you. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, you're going to have to.
Because Melissa had to prove it to you and you was like, oh.
I don't know who.
I know you don't. You didn't know then.
I'm saying I don't remember what story you're talking about. Cry in a sad movie. You.
How?
You cried when we made that video for you for Father's Day.
It wasn't a movie.
It was. It was a mini movie about a mother.
Hey, did you also just... this ain't even like... This ain't even enjoyable with you right now. It's like, really?
I guess I would be more likely, but I don't cry at movies.
No, really, Angel, I'm going to tell y'all how stone-hearted she is. What movie we did? Best Man Holiday.
I don't know
if y'all seen that, but the dude's wife got cancer. I mean, and it's like sad. They drug it out. And we were there. It was us and a whole bunch of couples. And every single woman was crying. Angel was sitting there like...
One of my good friends who was there was going through cancer, too. Yeah. Or just finished going.
Just going through cancer. Like, the same exact situation. And Angel's like, just chewing her popcorn, going away. Everybody's like, how are you not crying? Even the dudes was fighting back tears. Angel's like, whatever.
No, I was not like, whatever. But I was like, she's an actress. This is not a real person, you guys. I'm going to save my tears.
However, she does still look a little sick.
You know what? No, I saw her recently during this pilot season at an audition, and she looked good.
Okay, that's good.
I was happy to see that.
Because I've seen a couple other things. I'm like, she still looked like she...
Looked like she took that off her screen into her real life.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Morris Chestnut's wife.
Oh, in real life. Yes. Talk to animals.
Nah, it'd be me. I love animals.
Yeah, he does. He does. He went and talked to that crocodile. Did y'all see that vlog I posted last week? That crocodile alligator?
It's an alligator lizard.
You said it's either a crocodile or an alligator lizard.
It's an alligator lizard.
Well, regardless, it was
horrible. It's only a couple inches long. It's not like it's 6 feet.
It's disgusting. It looked like a snake.
There's one.
Marry a celebrity. Well, that's you.
The hell.
That's you. You married one already.
Yeah, I did.
You're watching that.
And then I got a divorce and got with you.
You deserve to be slapped. That's what that says. You deserve to be slapped in your face.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Mm-hmm. Be the first one to die in a zombie apocalypse.
Nah, that's you. Angel will die swiftly.
Why do you think I would die swiftly? If it's not the World War Z... zombies, nah. You make that up.
You can't pick your type of zombies that's gonna kill you.
Well, in a World War Z, we both did.
Nah,
Swift.
We ain't either.
Yeah, we are.
You did Swift.
Why?
I'm gonna last a little longer than you because you don't like guns.
Is that right?
I might even shoot people that ain't turned. Like, you look like you might, though. You just look like the wrong blood type.
But I can stab and tell you, stab and jab.
You ain't stabbing them quick. And 28 day later, zombies, they don't get stabbed. They too fast.
They too fast.
Yeah.
Walking Dead zombies, I'm naked.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody going to die from these things. Walking Dead, I was like, ain't nobody die from these things.
That's
like Night of the Living Dead. You're just walking all slow.
Mm-hmm.
You walk at a fast pace. A couple weeks ago, I couldn't get away from one. But right now, a normal walk, I was like, these zombies are slow.
This will say last week.
I'm just going to get a car and walk slow circles around. It's going to follow me.
This is what to say. Yeah, if we would have asked this 2 weeks ago, you did.
As soon as I ran out of bullets, I was dead. A couple times. I've been walking around with them. I look at that. That's Marcus right there. Look at that t-shirt.
No, that's the problem. You wouldn't have been walking around with them. Zombies
don't be feeling that. You know, they jaws is falling off.
All right.
Apparently, you don't need muscle and cartilage to be a zombie.
You just fine.
You're just bone and spirit. Just hose all that together.
Bone and spirit. Yeah. You stupid. Be a drama queen. You.
How you figure?
Because you get madder about stuff that doesn't need to be mad about. Like nothing, a person doesn't need to be mad about. You get affected more by things.
Yeah, I could say the same about you too, though.
Come on, though. No, for real. For real. You know I have a very high threshold for stuff where you don't.
I'm about to take you, speak on your kryptonite.
What's my kryptonite?
Bad customer service.
Yeah, but I'm not a drama queen when it comes to it. I'm a very...
I'm
not. All right. I'm not like, why are you doing this to me? And, I'm like, you are incompetent. No, but you know. All right,
but that's something that you will definitely go in long before I will about.
Right, because you know that if you go in, it's not going to be a even kill thing. It's going to pop off, right?
Yeah, that's why I don't pop off.
That's what I'm saying. You're more likely to be a drama queen.
Wouldn't that make me less likely because I avoid confrontation?
No, because I can go into conversation and not be a drama queen.
All right.
You are. I'm saying it takes you, if you get to 100 a lot quicker than I would, but that's the reason why you try to avoid it. Watch animes, Marcus.
Who?
Watch animes.
What's that?
The Asian cartoon stuff.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z, that's the only one.
Listen to classical music.
That way I used to do that.
Yeah, I would say that's you. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm more refined than Angel.
No, I used to play classical music, sing classical.
You ain't play no classical music
on your
viola.
Did.
Ain't no viola in classical music.
That's the only place it exists.
Not the type you play.
Always.
Like me playing bass. We're going to have a band.
Who going?
Me and you.
Oh,
you
God. We're going to be like Lois and Peter. Yeah. We better be high. always be happy. Me. Be a fan of Star Wars. You. I don't think that.
I don't know.
This newer Star Wars I can get into. That old school Star Wars.
I ain't seen none of them. I saw one.
We saw the one with the black dude when they introduced the new black guy.
Did we?
Yeah, with the black dude with the bad haircut.
I don't remember seeing that.
I saw it on a plane. I keep saying that.
How about that?
I saw it on a plane. It was good. Skydive.
Me.
It used to be. I would have said prior to having kids, it would have been me.
Yeah, I still want to do it. She's like, okay.
Nope. Be hungry 24/7, Marcus.
Me. I love to eat.
I love to eat too.
I'm hungry again right now. I just got finished eating.
Know all the words to a TV show theme song. Theme song. I don't know. What do you mean, just you? Like, I be knowing theme songs. Right.
How about this is going to be Angel's Going to Be Right segment?
Well, it doesn't. That's why I said we can put it up to debate.
Ain't nothing up for debate with you. You don't debate.
Yes, I do, Marcus. Goodness. I debate. You just don't like it when I don't back down.
Yeah. You're right.
Drop their phone after they bought them.
Look at her phone. Turn it around.
This is not after. I've had this phone for years. And okay. Yes, it is cracked a lot. And this just happened yesterday. Most of these cracks.
They just happened to happen yesterday.
No, really.
And their phones look like crap for so long.
No.
But answer the question. Who's most likely to drop their phone right
after
getting
it? Well, listen. Hold on. Let's talk about it. Real quick.
Let's talk about it.
Because somebody... It wasn't a phone, but it was a tablet, and on the first day.
Okay, but you have a history since we've been together of dropping phone. You remember the phone that everything went sideways? Yeah, no. You dropped the phone. And
but
like,
that wasn't right after I bought it.
It wasn't right after you bought it. You didn't drop that soon after you got it, before, and then you ended up going to get the brass knuckle
case
for it.
No, that's definitely not what happened. No, it's not what happened.
Okay.
You've put storylines together in your head.
But you have selective memory.
I don't have selective memory. I have cracked more screens than you have, but the question was after they bought it.
So you remember every single time you've cracked a screen and whether it was a newer phone or not? Because that was one incident that happened one time.
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
Okay. Okay, I said okay.
I'm not saying that I have not broken several of a screen
on my phones, especially once I moved over to iPhone, but it was never right after I bought the phone.
Okay.
I mean, are you going to be able to come up with an instance that where that definitely happened?
I know it's been a whole lot of things that you, electronics that you've been through. I don't keep track of that. When I think of somebody dropping something, that you come to mind.
You drop your phone all the time. It's just you don't crack the screen.
Yeah, I've had my phone for 4 years. You want to compare them? How long you had yours?
Yeah, well, you already know. With iPhone screens be fragile as hell.
Make better choices.
And my babies be having my phone way more than yours do.
All right.
That's all I'm trying to say. And I did do this yesterday. I did most of this yesterday. I only had this hairline fracture right there. The reason why I remember is because I took it to Apple.
How many cases have you had for that phone?
This one specifically, this is the third case, but it wasn't because the other cases broke.
Okay.
It wasn't. The other one was furry.
Mm-hmm.
And it started getting on my nerves because the way they made it, it just sheds.
You said what you said, so it must be correct. Let's move forward.
That's not, see, you're trying to make this about something else. It's not because I said it. It must be correct. That's not a way to go about a conversation.
That's how you do conversations.
No, it's not.
Okay. Is there another tag
yes,
on here?
Yes, there is. There is more. There is more. Telling me to get to something. Have the most piercings. Mwah. Hold their breath the longest. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
I don't know either.
Are you, let's say, is that something that you've worked on that you know you can hold your breath for a long time? Why are you being like, now I'm not going to answer? Why are you being
I don't know. I haven't worked on hold my breath. Like, I'm not a diver.
That doesn't mean that you haven't worked
on it. I will say me on that because I will, when I swim, I tend to go underwater and will, you will come up before me. That's been proven.
Okay. Give all their money to charity. Nah. Mm-mm.
Ain't neither one of us doing that. I will give money to charity. Like,
I have.
I will give money to people if I got extra change in my pocket. Like, I might be a little more generous.
Nah, charity-wise, maybe. Okay, if we're talking about charitable organization, I'll give it to me. If we're saying just charity in general, like giving, I'll give it to you.
Okay. Oh my God. I can't say nothing.
I ain't said nothing yet.
Say it then. What was you going to say?
Drama queen. That's what I was going to say.
Y'all see why I'm a drama queen? Like, I can't say nothing
made
that won't get to her.
Drama queen.
I can't say, okay.
I didn't even say anything yet. I was like, see, I didn't even get a chance to say what I wanted to say.
You didn't have to.
Why not?
See, what does that say?
You don't know. I was going to be like, see, I don't even know what the next question is, but we're just going to move on. He's a drama queen. Ask some stupid questions. I don't know. It depends on what the circumstance is. Like, purposefully ask stupid questions. I don't think either one of us are like that. I think you have a wealth of knowledge that makes me end up asking questions that you probably think are stupid.
Yeah, I don't know which one that would go to.
All right. Be the best at math.
You.
Right here, holding it down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Worry about the small things. That might be me. You worry about things that I think are, or you get about things that I don't think matter.
Yeah, I don't worry about the small things. Small things, like,
bother you.
Yeah, they bother me. Like, most of it's like organizational wise, it's like clutter or something like on the house. Like, if I see something wrong, it's like that's gonna bother me. If I see a picture on the wall that's crooked, unless I fix it, I'm gonna go to bed like, I need to get up and fix it.
Well, then no.
Those type of small things.
Yeah, I think worry is used loosely, so we'll just give that to you.
All right.
Yeah, that's to you. All right, guys, that is all 30 questions. Was that painful, Marcus?
With you, yes, it was.
What, you know,
drama
what?
Queen, though, that's me, so, God.
I just, he ain't never happy. That's why I got the happy yeah. one. That is why I got the happy one.
Yeah, I'm not.
I might not always be happy, but compared to him, I'm happy 24/7. That is for sure. Please let us know what other topics you want us to do. Hit us up in the comment section of my YouTube page. Underneath this video, you can use the hashtag ITGTCAA, and you can use that under any video, and I'll see it if you have a comment or a suggestion for a topic. And I think you can also leave comments on SoundCloud, too, so you can leave, a suggestion there or on my Twitter. So I hope you guys like this. How was it for you, Marcus?
It was good. It was cool.
Was it really or not? Nah? Do you not want to do one of these things again? I mean, this is helpful to me because I'm coming up with the programming.
Do what you do. I'm going to follow suit like I always do.
I would like it to be enjoyable for you as well.
Oh, then, yeah. I didn't know that's what you was going for.
Oh.
Yeah. Dig.
All right. Hit him with the outro, sir.
Don't worry about small things. You're going to handle it.
Hit him with the outro, sir. Hopefully we'll get y'all again this coming Wednesday. Yeah,
get y'all again. Make sure y'all catch Angel on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. What's my handle, babe?
Yeah. Something that chick Angel or...
No, it's so simple.
What is it?
At Angel the Actress.
At Angel the Actress at all of that.
And
if it ain't that, it's Angel something.
No, see, here's the problem, guys. Here's the problem, because this is the outro. I typed it up and emailed it to him. Granted, I'll give him this. I emailed it to him before we started. He got to read over it, but he had no intention on it to stay in
his head.
All you
got to do is put your titles. Don't put what I need to say. That's the thing. I'm reading past all the ramble crap that I don't need to say.
But you do need to say
all this stuff. It's at Angel the Actress, her YouTube, Facebook, or That Chick Angel TV. That's all you had to put.
But no, you need the top part too. What do they need to do on SoundCloud and iTunes? They need to rate us.
I say that anyway.
Well, when you going to say it?
You say it, since you're doing all the talking.
Look, guys, we would love for you to rate us on iTunes. It keeps us in the more discoverable for other people to join in on this podcast. And we would really appreciate the love and support. And like I said, you can leave some comments and rate us on SoundCloud as well. Make sure you give a thumbs up to this video and subscribe to That Chick Angel TV. We'll see you next Wednesday on Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
See? Wasn't that easy since you like talking so much? You keep your hands to yourself. I'm touching you.
Most likely to cry in public.
Stop. Stop it. I catch y'all next time.
Alright.
Y'all have a good one.
Y'all be blessed. Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.